Okay, well, getting into government is the name of the game for the whole show, and fair enough that you'd have that focus. How big a risk to your project to get into government under Angus Taylor is this One Nation threat? Just give me your sense on what Pauline Hanson means for the politics at the moment.
Well, I call her and her party the orange paddock of despair, because they don't actually, I think, offer a vision for Australia, which is one that seeks to work for, firstly, to get everybody to head in the same direction and to live out their best lives. I think, well, there's lots of things I think about the orange paddock of despair, but you know, there's no point pretending in their frustration with the government, which is now kind of at fever pitch level, and it is, particularly after the past week. People are looking around saying, well, who's going to fight for us, for our aspiration, our hope? I think it's very clear that, rightly or wrongly, my party has let people down in that space, and we are dramatically and rapidly seeking to fix that, to rebuild trust and for people to know that we have an alternative vision. But I've also said to people very clearly, publicly, and I said at the press club again yesterday, is the old pendulum of things just swinging between Liberal and Labor is gone. Hmm. Now you need to be the most bold, compelling product in the marketplace to define a vision of this country which builds confidence and where people can see their lives live through the embodiment of the values you project through policy, and that is what it is we're going to seek to do. And that's why my speech yesterday was so different from most budget replies. Most budget replies are, this is what's wrong with the budget. Mine was not that. Mine was, this is what's wrong with the budget, but this is the underlying reason why it's wrong with the budget. And this is how we're going to build a better future and how we're going to go ahead as one people with one land, with one destiny, because I believe in something great for this country. I believe we can be better. I believe our government can be better. And I think Australians can live happier lives if they have the chance to live out those values as part of a project for all of us.
Okay, give me a brief answer. Can you do that in 2 years? Can you win those people back from the orange paddock of despair? It might even be less than 2 years.
Well, it might be less than 2 years, but the short answer is yes, because sitting behind it is a yearning for something greater. They've wandered into the paddock, orange paddock of despair. We're going to take them to the mountain of blue skies and horizon.
Okay, Tim Wilson, at the press club yesterday, you said that your summer reading included a book on prohibition and you likened the fight on illicit tobacco to that era. What are you reading now? How do you log off? I suspect you don't log off from work very often or for very long.
No, it's one of the privileges of being Shadow Treasurer is you don't get much free time. I'll tell you, actually, you can find this on my Instagram. I recently went and did a printmaking class.
Wow.
And it's actually something I used to do when I was at high school. There's one in my electorate and I thought, bugger it, I'm going to go and do that on a Sunday morning. And I found it incredibly relaxing. So now what do I do with my time off? Hours off that I occasionally get in a week is I do printmaking.
What kind of prints? Like
So I was doing lino prints.
Oh, lino prints. Wow. What's the secret to a good lino print? What's the skill?
Well, I mean, you've got to have some talent, of course. But the other part of it is I actually think working faster is better because it gives you more expression. Hmm. But that also means you've got to have a very visual conception of what it is you're trying to sort of put onto the print. The other thing you've always got to do is make sure you swap around the image if you're doing it off a photo or in real life, because when you do a lino print, it does it essentially in reverse. So you can go on my Instagram at Tim Wilson MP and you can judge my artwork harshly if you wish.
I wasn't expecting art criticism in our podcast today, but it's very welcome. Tim Wilson, thanks for joining us.
I am unconventional, Tom.
No question about that. Great to have you on the pod.
Thanks, mate. Take care.
Thanks for joining us today. Our email is australianpolitics@theguardian.com. The executive producer of the podcast is Alison Chan. I'm Tom McElroy. Have a great weekend.